As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, what's up, and welcome to today's episode of Build Your Tribe. Of course, here at Build Your Tribe, we are always trying to keep you on the forefront, the cutting edge of what's happening, what's new, and what's trending, not just in social media, but also in marketing as a whole. There is a really cool new forefront, a new opportunity within the marketing space to increase on automation. Automation, AI, artificial intelligence, these might be scary words to you, but really, for us as entrepreneurs, these things are built and designed to make our lives easier and to improve our relationships with customers and, you know, quite honestly, to create more customers, to improve conversion rates and create more sales. Today, I have the privilege of interviewing Mike Yan, who is a member of the ManyChat team. They are an official Facebook partner, and they have a new Instagram direct message automation tool, and that's what we are going to be talking about today. And don't even worry, we will address every concern you have around, you know, will Instagram get mad at me for doing this? Is this even allowed? Will this make me seem less authentic? Who is this for? Who is this not for? How do I set this up for my business? What are the benefits, the pros, the cons, all of that? We're going to be addressing that today. But before we even get into today's episode, I wanted to tell you about an IG summit that is hosted by ManyChat, and it's coming up soon. And it's a summit where my mom, the co-host of this podcast, Shalene, will be guest speaking. That summit is taking place on July 15th, the Instagram summit, and we have a special discount code for you. The discount code is Shalene50, and that is 50% off a superfan ticket. And a superfan ticket is already just $45 as it is. Plus, you get 50% off by using the code Shalene50. You can read more about that in the description down below this episode, down in the show notes. But I've heard some of the speakers who are going to be speaking at this Instagram summit, and they are some absolute powerhouses and some of my favorite people in Instagram marketing. I'm not going to lie, I'm a little bit bummed that I am not speaking myself at this summit, but I'm very happy that my mom is. So again, you can use her discount code, which is Shalene50, for 50% off a super fan ticket, which is only $45 to begin with. That is absolutely insane. But without further ado, let's hop into the interview. Hello, Mike. Welcome to the podcast.
Hey there. Thanks for having me, bro.
Let's start just square one, the basics. My grandma and grandpa are both on Instagram. I got a direct message from my grandma just yesterday. In the simplest, most understandable way possible, can you describe for our listeners, maybe even my grandma, what the ManyChat technology is and kind of how it works?
For sure. So I'm sure that your grandmother is aware of direct messages on Instagram since she already sent you a direct message. So what ManyChat allows you to do is it allows you to automate the direct messages on Instagram. And the way businesses use this is, for example, to post in a story saying, hey, DM us coupon to get a 10% off coupon in our e-commerce store. Or if you're an influencer doing a webinar, you can say, hey, DM me webinar to get a link to the webinar. And instead of going and answering hundreds of DMs yourself and wasting your time or hiring expensive assistants to do that, you could use a platform like ManyChat that starts at $10 a month, and it will automate this for you. Now, the key thing here is that it's not only for like really simple stuff. You could automate things like lead qualification. So ask people questions about their business and then remember those responses and reply to every specific person differently. So it's kind of like a choose your own adventure type of style. And what this creates for businesses is it just increases the conversion rates. So if you have somebody reaching out to you, it's probably going to take you maybe several minutes, probably most probably several hours to get back to them, because even though we're using our phones a lot these days, it's still not going to be instant. Automation makes sure that everybody gets a reply instantly, especially for those repeated use cases when you ask people to send you a certain keyword, or there's other aspects that we can get into. But this is in the most basic, simplest terms. Automate your DMs and increase your conversion rate and the results of your Instagram.
Very cool. All right. So if I'm understanding correctly, it's kind of like when you're on those websites and there's like a customer service box over in the corner where you can kind of have a live, you know, an automated chat with like a customer service representative, but really it's automated, if I'm understanding correctly. Is that right?
Yes. So imagine, for example, but just make sure that, because the customer service use case is definitely an important one, but I think sales and marketing are the ones that ManyChat is really strong at. So how to grow your sales and how to grow your leads, how to grow the number of emails and phone numbers captured. Those are the goals that our customers, thousands of people who are using ManyChat already, are actually pursuing. Let me give you an e-commerce example. So an e-commerce store with a huge Instagram following did this. They posted a story saying, hey, DM us the word coupon, right, to get a 10% off coupon in our e-commerce store. So people who DM'd them coupon automatically got a reply, hey, thanks for messaging us. Before we send you the coupon, tell us your email so we know where to send the coupon to. So now they're basically trading the email information for that coupon, right? Kind of the same way if you remember the websites and the pop-ups like, hey, give us the email to get the 10% off. It's kind of the same thing, but now you're using Instagram and you're converting your Instagram following into actual email database. You can then follow up with that. The cool thing about chat is that it's not like one shot or one pop-up or something. It's native. It's completely instant, doesn't require any loading time or anything else. It's just a conversation. So a person DMs you coupon. You say, hey, what's your email to send you the coupon? The person replies with the email. Then you can send them the coupon or you can say, hey, check your email. The coupon is there. Then you can actually follow up, because once the person starts a conversation with your business gets what's called a 24-hour messaging window. So now you can actually continue that conversation with that customer for 24 hours. So what you could say is that, hey, great. Here's your coupon. By the way, which products are you most interested in? Right? And you can have some answers there. You can start learning about your customers. What you could also say is like, for example, in 20 minutes, this is what we call a micro follow-up. So you can actually, in 20 minutes, you can say, hey there, were you able to use your 10% off coupon? And you can say yes or no, right? And if they say yes, it's great. If they say no, you can say, hurry up because it expires in 24 hours. Right? So you can have that conversation and that back and forth. And this is the real power of chat marketing, is that you're building that conversation and you're delivering those messages in a highly relevant channel that gets 80% open rates and really high engagement rates, but you're not spending your whole budget on VAs to handle this. It's a really, really affordable and it's really easy to set up. So this is what chat marketing is.
Got it. Okay, very cool. What businesses would you say this is for? And is there any businesses that you would not recommend this for? Because I know you said a minute ago, you know, this e-commerce example where maybe they have hundreds of thousands of followers and they're getting thousands of direct messages. Is this only for people who are famous and who have a really big following, or who is this for?
Yeah, this is a great question. I would say that if we're talking specifically about the Instagram DM automation, which has, by the way, not many people know about this, but this has just launched. This is like the technology that wasn't there before. Everything, like I know that some people have, oh, I've seen IG DM automation, et cetera. Everything that you've seen before was completely black hat and was built on hacked APIs, and people would get banned for that and blocked by Instagram if they figured out that you were using DM automation before the official APIs came out. So now the official APIs came out, and ManyChat, like we've built, I don't know, like what we've done on Facebook Messenger, but basically on Messenger, we've built the biggest, the number one messenger marketing platform in the world. We are sending over like billions of messages every month, and we are serving over 100,000 customers across like 150 countries in the world. This is why Instagram basically asked us to be a part of the beta. And we were like, yes, this is the number one platform that our customers are asking about. So this is coming from Instagram now. And now these APIs are actually official. So they're 100% approved by Facebook. We have a standing call with Facebook. Like every week, we basically have a call with our partnership manager and we discuss what are the new things coming out, how we can make this more of a success for everybody, for the businesses, for Facebook, for ManyChat, for the customers, for everybody involved, for the end users. And I would say, answering your initial question, who is this for? I would say the number one people who this is for, it's about people who are taking their Instagram game seriously. So even if you don't have a lot of followers, it doesn't mean that you don't need DM automation. And let me give you an example of why I think this is the case. The reason is, even if you don't have a lot of followers, you're still getting several DMs every day probably, right? If you're active on Instagram. And the question is, are you going to be instantly responding to those DMs, or are you going to be letting those DMs fall through the cracks, or like maybe you'll answer them tomorrow when you have time, et cetera, et cetera. So what this allows you to do while you're working on building your following and building your engagement, what IGDM automation allows you to do, it allows you to show expertise and reply to all of those DMs instantly without having to spend all of your time, which is probably if you're just starting out, there's not like, you don't have a huge team and probably you're much more focused on building content and building engagement. So this is where basically you get the best of both worlds. You're working on content, building that engagement, making sure everybody is like, you're building that community, but also you're not dropping the ball of the private messages that are coming your way. And it doesn't have to be all automated. ManyChat really believes in the power of a hybrid approach. So you automate the simple stuff and you automate the things that people can just self-serve and find on their own. But if they have a question that is not served by the automation, then they can switch over to a human, right? And we support this inside the platform. And let me give you just a few really simple things that I would think is really like the basic campaigns, even for people who don't have a lot of followers. I think the first thing would be just a simple story mention reply. So whenever you get a mentioned in stories. So like whenever somebody posts a story and writes your at sign, writes your handle inside the story, you're going to get a notification. This is what's called a trigger. So Instagram APIs allow us to actually start a conversation and send a message to the person who mentioned you in their stories. And the simplest way you could use that is just to automatically say thank you, right? Mm-hmm. And what this does is that it makes sure that you never miss a story mention, and everybody who mentions you in their stories get a thank you note from you, which increases engagement and creates more chances of them following you and paying more attention to what you're posting. Another simple example could be conversation starters. So I'm not sure if you're aware, but again, this has just been released a few weeks ago. There's now a feature that allows you to set up what's called conversation starters. And this is a really simple thing. Whenever somebody who has never messaged you before, whenever they go to your profile and message, it opens up like this blank messaging window, right? Like just your profile picture and a composer at the bottom, right? Where you compose the message. So conversation starters allow you on this screen, it allows you to display a few buttons. I would say like a few prompts. So for example, like the way you could use this, for example, is that you could say, whenever somebody starts to message you, you could say, I want to learn more about your coaching program, right? Mm-hmm. I want to learn about the next event that is being hosted. So you're basically helping people ask you the questions that you want to answer. And you can prompt, this is kind of like a menu, right? And what this does is that decreases the number of highs and hays that you're getting and increases the number of people who are reaching out to you for business, right? Got for it. The things that you're actually providing as a product or a service. This is another no-brainer that you could do. And another one would be something like a keyword in your stories for a specific campaign. And we can go, like, there are so many things that you could do because chat is just an interface, right? It's just text. It's just like you can use it for whatever you want. You could gather information. You could play a game. You can do product recommendations. And this is actually the power of it because you can tailor it to whatever product or service you're providing.
Mm-hmm. Got it. Okay. So really what I'm hearing is it's for anyone who wants to save time, manage their direct messages more efficiently, and also create more sales and just have higher conversions from the direct messages. So, okay.
Yeah.
You mentioned the word black hat. And I know that in the past here on Build Your Tribe, we've told some of our listeners, and we even said this in some of our courses and trainings, that generally speaking, Instagram in the past has frowned upon automation. Like the more you automate, the more bots you have in your account, the less effective your account is, the tougher it is to grow. Is that something that you've found true, or has that changed, or is ManyChat different? Can you talk about that a little bit?
Yes, for sure. And I think this is very important to set the record straight on this one. So whenever people are talking about the automated techniques that were done previously, if we're talking specifically about DMs, they were done using unofficial APIs. So basically, some people, some bright engineers that didn't want to wait for the official APIs decided to go around and cut corners and basically build something for Instagram DM automation before that. And that could actually get you blocked. If you were using somebody who was not a Facebook partner, that could get you blocked or suspended. Now, the cool thing about what happened on June 2nd on the last F8, so basically just a month ago, is that Instagram released the official APIs. Mm-hmm. So APIs that are 100% approved by Facebook. And this is why I keep repeating, because this question comes up a lot. This is why I keep repeating, ManyChat is an official Facebook business partner. Mm-hmm. So we have the calls with them. We discuss how we want to, like, how we can collaborate to move this forward and to make more businesses appreciate the power of DMs and help them automate and manage those conversations. So I would say the biggest thing that has changed last month is that the official APIs came out, and now you can actually do DM automation with a partner like ourselves completely without being afraid of getting blockers because you're using the official APIs.
Awesome.
If we talk about like having what you were mentioning around followers and other things, that's a completely different area. We have nothing to do with that. Honestly, I don't know like what is the effects of that.
Yeah. Okay, cool. Have you found at all that any consumers are turned off by AI? Like if one of my followers DMs me and they can tell that it's an automated response, have you found that people are turned off by that at all?
Yeah, I think the key thing here is to make sure. So first of all, I wouldn't try to pretend like it's you yourself who is answering, because people will know pretty fast because of how fast you're answering and how instant the responses are. And moreover, once you like the key thing about the automation is that you can place buttons inside the automation. Like that's impossible to do when you're typing it yourself. So that is a direct giveaway. And we believe in transparency when talking to your customers. So what I would suggest, hey, first name, really glad you reached out. This is like, you can name the bot. Like right now we're working with, for example, have you heard about Chris Doe?
Mm-hmm.
He is one of people who teaches how to grow on Instagram. And basically what Chris did with his automation is he said, this is a Doe bot, mm-hmm. right? So, hey, first name, I'm really glad that you reached out. The volume of messages, I cannot parse them all myself, but I wrote this. This is like, you're not getting mad at the author of a book.
Yeah.
For not being themselves, right? Like it's something that they have written. It's their creativity there on the page or on the screen in this case. So I don't think that it's, if you position it right, if you're being transparent with your audience, it enhances the experience because everybody gets to experience your personality instantly and in a very personal and in a very private way. And I would say, again, we believe in the hybrid approach. So inside that automation, always leave an option to say, hey, I want to talk to a human. If you're a business, like I want to talk to customer support or a sales representative or to a human agent, or you can say, hey, I want to talk to Brock directly, right? I want to send a direct message to Brock. And what this will allow to do is we have a function to like stop automation for a certain time, right? Mm. So you can turn it off for a certain time. And I think there is a nice balance between, because right now what happens with a bigger followings, like either you're getting very late responses or you're not getting response at all, because people who have like tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of followers, their message requests are just swamped, yeah, right? And they're getting zero attention and they're getting zero interactivity from those folks. So yeah, I think this strikes a really nice balance. And for the bigger folks who are afraid that their primary folder is going to get swamped, I want to reassure everybody that the messages get into the general folder. So you can still make sure that your primary folder with all your family, close friends, everybody else will stay intact and you can still have direct conversations with them.
Got it. Okay. So some of the things I've heard you say so far is you recommend a hybrid approach so that people can speak both with the automation and with you directly. You spoke about writing these prompts yourself so that it's kind of like in your language. It's maybe exactly written how you would write it. And then you also said, you know, maybe naming your bot is another best practice. Can you share maybe some other best practices that you might have with this automation? I think another one that you said that just came to mind was just letting people know that, hey, this is a bot and not trying to hide the fact, not trying to be sneaky and pretend like it's not an automation. Can you share some other best practices with us?
Yeah, I would say keeping the conversation very conversational. And if you're building a more personal approach and like if you're an influencer, I think that's very important to, for example, emulate and write the same way that you would write your own messages. So look at the way you communicate. The good way to test that would be to go to your older conversations and just look at the way you write. How long are the messages? Do you write like, some people write like one word or like a few words and they send like several messages in a row. Some people do the paragraph thing and capitalization and all the punctuation really neatly. Some people stop doing punctuation when they are on the go and trying to write really fast. Do you use capitalized letters or not? Do you often like make mistakes in the spelling? And again, as long as you're upfront about that this is an automation, I think the mistakes, for example, in spelling that are in this regard are completely fixable, right? But you leave them there to create a certain emotional effect. Right? Mm. It's kind of like conversation design or chat copy design, right? And again, do not do this to like try to mislead your folks like that it's like you mistaking or something else. You're going to be using buttons. You're going to be using all the other features and it's going to be obvious that this is an automation. So when I'm talking about like leaving those in, I'm talking about creating a more personal experience instead of like trying to gain your followers.
Got it. How challenging would you say this is to set up? Like if you're listening right now and you're thinking about, you know, incorporating this into your Instagram account, because, you know, maybe some of our listeners might not be as tech savvy. Do they have to know about coding? Do they have to know about copyright? If they do struggle or they need help, is there, you know, some sort of coaching or some sort of, you know, person who can kind of guide them through the process? Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah. So zero coding required. It's completely drag and drop, completely visual. Basically, if you can write a blog post, you will be able to set this up. And the way, I cannot share the screen right now with you, but the way you set this up, just imagine having a canvas where you set up the first message and you set up buttons in there and you just visually connect. So when the person presses this button, send this message. And when a person presses this button, send this message. So it's kind of like a flow chart or a mind map, right? So it's a very visual, simple approach. Zero coding required. Once you spend 5 minutes with it, you'll be up and running. We have a library of templates, so you'll be able to set up your first campaigns really quickly with just a wizard.
Very cool. Okay. Let's talk results. You know, are there any businesses, and you don't have to share the exact name of the business, but just examples where you can give us maybe some numbers or people that are seeing results from incorporating this automation into their Instagram direct messages?
Yeah, for sure. For sure. So there is a few folks that come to mind. I started talking about this Instagram brand. So these folks did a sweepstakes type of approach. And what they did was actually very creative. Like I've mentioned the story mention of reply, right? Mm-hmm. So what they did is they said, whenever you mention us in your stories, you would get 5 more entry tickets to the sweepstakes. Mm-hmm. And they didn't put a cap on it. So you could mention them multiple times in the stories and you would continue getting these tickets. So they got over 4,000 story mentions just from that one campaign. And they also, during that, they said, hey, if you want to get 5 more entry tickets to the sweepstakes, leave your email. And they've collected over 2,500 new emails and they've gotten over 4,000 more followers from this. So this is just one campaign, one sweepstakes by one e-commerce brand. They were really, really happy and they're like doing more campaigns now. Another example is a gym. And what they did is during COVID, there was a restriction on capacity. So they were only able to get half capacity in the gym. So they needed everybody to register through Calendly. And what they did is they posted a story saying, send us a DM appointment. It's changed. So get a link to your city Calendly link and schedule a gym visit. What happened is that the number of appointments scheduled through Instagram grew 9x. Wow. When they implemented this. Mm-hmm. Just imagine this, right? So it grew 9x and like people say, oh, it must be that like the number of appointments was like initially like it's low base. So let me tell you the other number. The overall number of appointments, Instagram accounted for 40% of their overall number of appointments. Mm-hmm. So it became a huge channel for them. And this is from a local business, right? From a gym. Using that to automate the appointments through ManyChat and Calendly. Another one is Fraser Brooks, who is actually going to be speaking at our IG summit in just a few days on July 15th. And what Fraser did is he automated the thank you notes for story mentions. Mm-hmm. And just that one simple campaign of him saying thank you to the story mentions of him increased the engagement on stories by 30 to 40%.
Wow.
Because people felt seen, people felt like they're being cared about. And what this did is that it moved all of those mentions from just basically just the notification list to Fraser's general inbox. So now he actually got to see people who are mentioning him. And some people would reply, oh, I can't believe you replied. Like you changed my life. And even though the initial thank you is automated, Fraser looks at those messages and then replies to those that, like if people reply to him and tell him their story, he would take the time to reply to them. So instead of making the conversations and his account less human, it actually made those relationships more human, because otherwise they would just get lost in the notifications center. And now it's actually in the general inbox and he goes through them, looks at those profiles, sees those people and builds a relationship with them. So those are a few examples. Like the e-commerce folks, they really grew the engagement, 4,000 story mentions, the gym, 9x increase in the number of bookings, and the Fraser, a 30 to 40% story engagement lift for him. And now there's over a few thousand people who are using IGTM automation by ManyChat. And the cool thing is, this is what I wanted to share with everybody, is that right now phase two has launched. So let me give you a quick update on how Instagram is right now doing the phased approach. So what they're doing right now is that they're actually, initially, on June 2nd, they only allowed accounts with 10,000 to 100,000 followers. So that's a very narrow band of accounts to let in, right? But now, starting from July 7th, they're actually allowing everybody from 1,000 to 100,000 to be a part of this. And this is coming from Instagram. This is not our limitation. So it's Instagram. So right now, everybody who has 1,000 followers, but less than 100,000 followers can actually start using ManyChat to automate their direct messages and use these, all of these awesome features. For everybody who is below 1,000 or who is over 100,000, phase three is going to happen either in August or September. So somewhere by the end of Q3, this should be released to everybody by Instagram. And of course, you can subscribe to ManyChat's Instagram, and we're going to be posting updates about this. So if you're in the phase three range, just subscribe and get those updates. If you're in phase two, just jump on this right now, because this is right now hot off the press. Nobody's using the strategy. And in just a year or two, I bet you every business is going to be using this because of how just the results that businesses are getting, right? Why would you reply manually and lose leads when you can pay $10 a month and actually make sure that all of those leads get the follow-up and increase your conversion rates? That's a no-brainer. So this is why I'm saying, like, you know, like every sales and marketing initiative or tactic really works the best when you're like one of the first people to adopt it. Mm-hmm. So right now you can actually be in that early adopter phase. 1 year out, like after 1 year, everybody's going to be using it, and the results are going to start, like people are going to just become a bit less engaged. The conversion rates are going to start flattening out. Instead of like being, I don't know, 80, 90%, they're going to start dropping because everybody's going to be using this. But by that time, it's going to be kind of like email marketing, right? Like you have 20% open rates, 2% CTRs, but still everybody's using it, right? Because it becomes table stakes. It becomes one of the foundational pieces of your business. Same thing is going to happen with DM automation. Right now, you can get really, really great results. In 1-2 years, you're going to be getting average results, but you're still going to be doing this. So why wait for average results if you can invest right now and get the great results? Yeah. Right. So this is how I would be thinking about this. By the way, can I do a really quick plug around the IG Summit? Because I think this is the place, like if people are worried about how do I get started? How do I think about this? There is a great place to get started. We're doing an IG Summit. So an Instagram summit that's focused on IG DM automation, and it's going to teach you everything you need to know about how to automate IG DMs and how to succeed with this new approach. It's going to happen on July 15th to 16th, so 2 days, completely virtual, completely online. If you're in Australia or if you cannot make the time, the replays are going to be available. Most importantly, I want everybody to know we're not making any money on this. So the tickets are super cheap. I think the current general admission ticket is like $35 for a fully packed 2-day event, right? With people like Chris Doe, Nathan Chan, Marketing Harry, like there's going to be lots of people who are right now in the weeds, know how to do Instagram marketing, know what's working in 2021, and who are going to be sharing how to use IG DM automation and showing you step-by-step how to use it for your business. And this is the first in the world Instagram DM automation conference that ManyChat is hosting. So if you want to be a part of that, go to igsummit.com, all one word, igsummit.com. Grab your general admission ticket. It's $35. It's basically just to cover at least some of the cost that we're doing right now. But we believe in the long term. We believe that the more people succeed with IG DM automation, like the more people are going to be using ManyChat. In the long term, it's going to pay for itself. So we're not focused on like, let's make a profit out of the event. We're focused on let's invest in the community. Let's educate everybody about the IG DM automation. And then once people understand the value and start sharing it, everybody's going to be using it. So this is why we're doing this. So igsummit.com, go there now if you're interested in jumpstarting your DM automation journey.
Very cool. Where else can we learn about ManyChat? If we're ready to go right now, we're ready to sign up and start getting this working on our account, where can we go to learn more about that?
Oh, that's a perfect question. So you can sign up right now for free. We have a free plan. on mainchat.com. So mainychat.com. And you can sign up and you can connect your IG account. If you have 1,000 to 100,000 followers, you can start today and start automating your DMs and sign up. And what you could do is we have a free course. So like I'm telling you about all of these free stuff that we're putting out. But again, we believe in just educating the market, and then the more people are going to be educated, the more people are going to be using the software. So there's a free course that we've put out, and it's basically 13 lessons on IG DM automation that will teach you how to use the platform and how to succeed with it. And the way you get that course is you just go to mainychat.com and open resources, and there's going to be a button that's called free course. That's it. So open mainychat, free course. We will not even ask you for like your email for you to start watching those videos. Those videos completely are in the open, in the public. 13 lessons on IG DM automation. It will teach you the basics and everything that you need to know to start this. But if you want to go deeper and more advanced, IG Summit is the place to be.
Awesome. Well, Mike, thank you so much. I really appreciate all the knowledge, and thank you so much for teaching us about this new, brand new, hot off the press marketing tool, automation tool for Instagram. Thank you.
Thanks for having me, Brock.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.